This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macra and Tass. And we are about to now move into what I refer to as Macca's opinion. So Macca, what delights do you have to share with us this morning?
Oh, look, I actually wanted to... It's a bit of a broad subject. What I wanted to talk about was a lot of our listeners may have seen the news reporting that Senator James Patterson and Andrew Hastie, the member of the House of Reps from Western Australia for the Liberal Party, they were going on, well, they were hoping to go on some sort of study tour of China. And
they're both backbenchers, Macca?
Both backbenchers. Mm-hmm. They're not, although Andrew Hastie does chair one of the parliamentary security committees.
They're still backbenchers.
But they're still backbenchers, but chairing a committee, and Andrew's been quite outspoken about the influence, both seen and unseen, that China exerts in Australia and how it is a threat to our democracy. And James Patterson, I think, is pretty much of a similar view. Anyway, they were part of a parliamentary delegation that was to go to China in December. The Chinese government have refused them visas. Now, this is quite unusual, right? This is not you or I being refused a visa, and I've been refused a visa to go to China.
Yeah, I'd refuse a visa for you to go anywhere, yeah, Macca.
But, you know, these are parliamentarians. They travel effectively on quasi-diplomatic passports, right? So they get special treatment at the borders. And they're representatives of the Australian Parliament. Now, some might say they're representatives of the government. They're backbenchers. Technically, they're not. Right? They're not representatives of the government. They're representatives of the Australian Parliament. It was a multi-party visit planned. And the Chinese government has refused them visas. I find that really disturbing because whilst there are a lot of things that James Patterson says and espouses, and Andrew Hastie, that I don't agree with, what I do agree with them is that this discussion and this debate about the influence that China has and the way that China treats its people, how it treats its minorities, how, you know, their social credit system, you know, what they're doing in Hong Kong, that these matters should be discussed. Now, the Australian government, the foreign minister, our foreign minister this week and last week, actually made quite a few strong statements about Hong Kong, quite strong, in diplomatic language, regarded as very strong statements. I'm disturbed by the fact that China is not going to allow these MPs, who are representatives of our parliament, to go to China and see for themselves. And of course, it'd be controlled. Like they wouldn't be allowed to just go anywhere. It is a military dictatorship after all. Well, it is. Well, it's not. Is it a military dictatorship, Tass?
I'll rely on your advice, Macca.
If not the largest, it's the second largest standing army in the world, and the organs of the state control every area of society. So if that's not a military dictatorship, I'd like you to give me another definition.
So let's go back to this visa issue.
Yep.
Why is this outraged you?
Because we allow lots of officials of the Chinese government to visit Australia. Unimpeded. We don't have a problem with them seeing how our country operates. why should China say, no, your elected representatives, these particular ones, because they've said things about China that the Chinese government don't like, you can't come? It's actually a slap in the face to Australia. And whilst I don't agree with those two MPs on a lot of issues, on this, you know, they have a right as an elected representative to visit China and see for themselves and see what they can see about issues that are important to them and important to Australia.
Macca, you have some listener commentary on your comments.
Yep.
There's the first one.
I think it's called a junket, Macca. Yeah, probably is. With all due respect, when it involves an IPA libertarian, many people found it quite ironic and amusing. I agree. You know, James Patterson is an ex-Institute of Public Affairs person. Yeah, I agree. But he's also an elected senator. And, you know, Hastie and Patterson might seek to learn how the Chinese crack down on dissent and free media. Yeah, well, I don't think there's much they could teach the Prime Minister. But, you know, what they should do is, he says, they should slide back into their IPA LNP lair and blame the Greens. Well, yeah, of course. But there's an issue here which is about democracy and transparency. Now, we've seen what's happening in Hong Kong. The universities, right, have become the battleground for freedom and democracy in Hong Kong. Violence is escalating, but we've seen our own federal government allow the purchase of a milk producer, powdered milk producer in Australia, to be bought by a Chinese company. Now, no large Chinese company is immune to influence from the Communist Party.
So the Federal Treasurer must approve those?
Yes.
And now, they must be able to demonstrate
it's in the public,
a public interest.
Yeah. Now, it's not a strategic asset, so the rules are a little bit different. The Treasurer, to his credit, has put a number of restrictions on that purchase about board representation and the period, you know, that the head office must be in Australia. He was limited in what he could do. But I make the point here that the Chinese government actually, through some actions, made it quite difficult for this company to operate in China, and that reduced the share price significantly. They've now bought it. So, you know, on one hand, we allow the Chinese government to get hold of what I regard as important commercial assets in Australia. Yet on the other hand, the Chinese government can stop our MPs from visiting there. It's hypocrisy. But hypocrisy is not a stranger to military dictatorships, whether they are of the left or of the right. And whoever thought I would be defending the right of someone from the IPA?
Well, I think what you're defending is freedom of speech, aren't you?
It's freedom of speech and transparency and democracy. Whether they're from the IPA or whether, you know, they're from, you know, the Whitlam Institute, doesn't matter. Right, they are elected representatives, and I want them to be able to go to these places and observe for themselves.
Macca, that was your opinion. It's always, always great to listen to you. We've got a switchboard full of feedback from a whole range of listeners. I mean, it'll take me ages to get through them all.
Well, hang on. Andrew Bolt thought the fact that Tim Wilson was protesting in Hong Kong. Okay, Tim has a particular view and is entitled to that view. I actually happen to agree with him on his view on Hong Kong.
317 says that it's still a junket, Macca. Your view is very narrow.
No, junket is a dessert. look, you know, they could have, you know, it's not just a junket. The reality is, you know, a lot of politicians go on these things, a lot of trade missions. They're not all junkets. Sure. They'll stay in nice hotels and they'll fly business class, but they'll actually see something and they'll learn something and they will meet people and their experience will broaden. So just calling it a junket, that's very simple, right? Perhaps you haven't been on a junket, that's why you don't like them.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.